Achokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, as if you have an Aver which is severed, Minachayim Minameis, Rabbi Yochanan Paskins, then unless it has Basar on it, it's not Metame, and Reish Lakish says that it's Metame. So, Al Pipashtos, the simple reading of the Machokes is that Reish Lakish thinks it's an independent source of Tuma, and Rabbi Yochanan argues Lehefech, that it has to meet the Tzura. It has to meet the criterion that we talked about before, which is basar, gidin, ve'atzamos, that it has to have, right, the standard. And Aver isn't really sort of a category in its own right. What it is clearly, subject to the parameters of Tumah writ large. Okay, so that was the Machlokes. I just want to remind people, I write about these things in the written summaries to give people a chance to do a little bit of chazara on the points which we discussed. So we're holding on the bottom of Nundal and Amid Aleph, five lines from the bottom. Aval hasechachos, that's schach, like in the sense of the overhang of trees, v'hapiraos, if you have avanim that are coming from the other side of a gader. So all these cases are tumah d'rabbanan min safek ubei sapras, where you know that a grave has been lost in a particular area that's been plowed over, but you're not really sure. See the case of tumah d'rabbanan ve'eret ha'amim, as well as it was a gzeirah d'rabbanan that was made against land outside of Eretz Yisrael. Good morning, Tim. We just started the Mishnah that we left off with. So the tumah d'eret ha'amim ve'hagolel ve'hadofek. Right, literally the stone that used to go over the grave. Urevias dam ve'ol ve'rova atzamos ve'chelim hanogim emes, or chelim that came into contact with the dead body. Right, the dead body is the avi avos hatuma. The chelim would be a derivative of that. So if somebody would be in touch with those chelim, it shouldn't be tuma shiva, it should be tuma sarev. Uvimeis sifra, uvimei gemara. We'll talk about what those are. Elu ein hanazir migaleach. So here there's Tumah. They have to go through a process of Tara Mitumah Smeis, but the Nazir is not going to be Megaleach. It's not going to be considered to be Soser, the Nazirah. So Maze B'Shlishu B'Shvi, so he has to undergo the process of Hazah, of the ashes of the Parah Aduma on day 3 and day 7. Ve'eno Soser as HaKodmin. It doesn't destroy the Kodmin, that which came beforehand. Okay, more details on that later, as always. Okay? Remember, we quoted this in the Gemara yesterday, that he could start counting again right away. Remember, let's remember, how did it come up? This is the way we proved against Rabbi Lazar. We proved that we paskin like the Chachamim, that a Nazir HaNitma is not the same as anybody became Samei Lameis. He can't become Tahor starting at Seisa Kochavim. When does he become Tahor? The next day, after he brings his Korbanos, right? Literally the last point that we started, last point that we covered yesterday, because for him the tahara is contingent on the kapara, the expiation. And he starts counting right away. But karban ainlo, and there is no karban. There's no karban. Asham chatas va'ola be'emes amru. Be'emes amru means halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. You may hazav the hazava. You may hazgerush hamitzora. Remember, when he is in quarantine, we don't know exactly what's going on. Hare, Elu, Olin, Lo. These can count towards the Naziros. More on that later in terms of when does this apply. But Elu and Aschachos. Remember, Aschachos, the first case in the Mishnah, the overhang of trees where we're concerned about Tumas Oel. Maybe there's a grave on one side of the tree and the branch brings it to the other side of the tree. I have a long-term project in Eretz Yisrael, if anybody's ever been. The Batei Olam, not all of them, are set up in such a way that Kohanim can stand at a distance, right, and that way participate, because they don't have trees, etc. It's much harder in Chutz La'aretz. So I was thinking, is there a way to, let's say, in the Beis Olam that we have for our shul, is there a way to, sort of carve out a path? Very difficult to do. Long-term project. To be able to go sometimes can be very, very meaningful. And obviously, never at the expense, chalila v'chalila, at Tumas Meis. But if you can avoid it, so then you can avoid it. Okay. Elena Schachos, Ilan HaMeiseich al HaAretz, right? The mentioned like a willow tree is probably the easiest way to see the sufiros. What are the pros? Those are the avanim hayotos min hagadar, the stones that go from one side of the fence to the other where a grave might have been located. Ve'eretz ha'amim. So he saw this before. This is a fundamental machlokas. What's the nature of tumas eretz ha'amim? Is it mishum avir, the airspace, in which case if you're enclosed from the airspace, you might be protected? Or is it considered mishum gusha, that literally the much more intensive form of tuma, that it's a, like the clump of dirt, but that could be a chumma da asili de kula. It could militate in favor of a dispensation if you're not in direct contact with the ground. See, by the way, it's amen mishum avira gazrole mishum gusha gazrole. Tashmu ma'azeh b'shishivishvi amar mishum avira hazo alamali. Alalav mishum gusha. We must assume that it's really the ground. So, lo, not a proof. Olamim b'cham mishum avira v'chiktani asha'ara. And when we talk about hazo shishivishvi, we're talking about the other cases in the Mishnah. If I come into contact with a kli that was in contact with the dead body, does that mean that I have to have hazah? No way. Hazah is if I'm in contact with the dead body, not if I'm in contact with a kli that was in contact with the dead body. No way. That's only a tumas eret. So we could say that not every case in the Mishnah is subject to hazah, shlishi b'shvi. Top nun hey amrahu lema kitanoi. This must be in accordance with the machlokes hatanoim hanichlas eretz ha'amim b'shida teva umigdal. Person who goes into the eretz ha'amim in a kind of an enclosed space, but the top is open, so it's exposed to the air of the eretz ha'amim. Rabbi Matame l'chora Rabbi holds that it's really the air itself. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Matayr. My love, Rabbi Sava, Mishum Avira, that Rabbi's concerned about the airspace. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Sava, Mishum Gusha, and you're not in contact with the ground. So, La'od, the Chulei Alma, Mishum Gusha. Everybody really agrees Tumas Eretz Amim is rooted in Gush, in the ground itself. Umar Sava, or Zarek, Shmei Oel. Umar Sava, Lo, Shmei Oel. The question is whether an Oel Azarek, a moving space, like if you're in this Shida table and Migdal, like a wagon, we open on top, whatever it is that considered an OL? The very fact that it's moving means that it may not be Chotzeit B'fnei HaTumah. Where does this come up practically? I know that I've mentioned this in the past, so I don't want to beat a dead horse. But remember, with all of the issues surrounding flight patterns and Kohanim and the Beit Olam Ezori in Cholon. Massive, massive, massive cemetery. I don't know, maybe it's the largest municipal cemetery in Israel, which was directly over the flight pattern landing in Ben-Gurion Airport. So the big question was, for Kohanim, they're in enclosed space, right? They're in an airplane. But it's an Oel Hazaruk, it's moving. Is an Oel Hazaruk Shmei Oel or Lav Shmei Oel? So if you assume that an Oel Hazaruk is not really considered to be an Oel, it's not Chotzeit B'fnei HaTumah. What did we say yesterday? That Tumah can be Bokeh Ve'ola on the Rakia, could go up all the way to the Rakia. So this would create an issue. So even though you're in an enclosed space, shouldn't that protect you? Well, but it's moving. So a big discussion about that. Is this really comparable to Shida Teva Migdal? Is it not? It's beyond their scope for now. But just so people sometimes would make fun of people who were concerned about this. They never make fun of it. First of all, it's a chashash. Issa Daraisa, of being Mechalo Kahuna. Do I think that it's a Davar Pasha? That it's a concern? No, I don't. But that being said, people should, instead of making a mockery of it, they should appreciate that there are some people in the world for whom halacha is the most important thing. I mean, real halacha. I don't mean fake halacha, like an Issa to sit next to a woman on a plane. That's a fake halacha. But I have a lot of sin, and they make a delay for that. That's a terrible, that's a chilul Hashem. I'm not exonerating that behavior. But I actually think it's very inspirational that people take their Kedushas Kohen so seriously. And if that's the psak that they were given, that Oel Hazaruk Lav Shmei Oel Tama Bokeh Ebola L'Rekia, that's a real issue that has to be dealt with in a proper fashion. That's not, it used to be, I don't think it's true anymore. I think it was in the 90s, before I certainly was aware of these issues enough to know. But I think there used to be a deal in better days where there was a specific flight where they had they deviated, they didn't fly over the Beis Olam in the Cholon to take care of that to take care of that issue. Tim goes back and forth with it. Tim, do you know anything about this? Do they still have a Kohen friendly flight in that regard? Anything like that? You don't know? Okay, I don't know about that myself either. But I know that at one point they did, and this is the sugya. Okay. So the Chulei Alma Mishum Gush Amar Sava Ozarek Shmei Olo Amar Sava Lo Shmei Olo, which by the way happens to be the Psak Halacha of the Rambam Perik Yud Aleph of Vilchos Tumas Meis Halacha. Good. So the Tanya Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Omer Teva Shehim Aleya Kelim. Say it's filled up to the top. Vizorek Al Pnei Ameis Be Oel Tmei Avi Ma'ivza Munachas. If it's stable Torah, if it's stable. So the Chulei Alma Mishum Avira. So it must rather be not Gusha Mishum Avira. It's be the airspace is the exposure. Mar Sava came into Los Shricha Lo Gazer Be Rabbanan. It's a very unusual case. And Mar Sava Avagav to Los Shricha Lo Gazer Be Rabbanan. The rabbis were so concerned about Tumas Eretz Amim. There it goes, or even in anomalous cases. Natanya, Hanichnas Eretz Amim Meshita Teva Migdal Tahar Bekaron Besfina Biskaria with these moving kinds of wagons, drawn wagons, Tomei. So he's saying maybe there it's because we're afraid that you're going to pop your head out and you'll be exposed to the airspace. Okay? We have support for this. Rabbi Yosi said the only issue is if you stick your head out into the airspace. We said yesterday that he's mas chelumona. When can he continue his count? That's only if he's a nazir for a brief period of time. Nazirus meruba, but if he has a long nazirus where he's going to have, let's say, over 30 days after this interregnum period for Tumas Meis, mis laknami salkinlay. Not only are they not so certain nazirus, but we can count them. Let's say it takes him 14 days to deal with the Tumas Meis or whatever it is. So those are going to count towards this period of the zeros. He has another lengthy period of time. Why? Because even though after the period of Tumas Meis, right, he's going to Nazir Shenitma, he's going to, let's say, have to be Megalayach in certain cases. So there's a possibility that he would be able to continue on with the count. Especially in the context of what we said in our Mishnah, that he's not Megalayach altogether, Nazirus Meruba Mitzlak Nami Sakane. So Masav Rav Shravya Mas Chomono Miyavin Mevatel Ben Es Hakod Min, that it doesn't negate the previous Bimai Ilema Benazirus Muetes Kavai Gidol Seir. So we know that it's not going to help. He needs to start again because he needs to be able to regrow all of his hair. And what's the minimum amount of time? It can remind us that hair needs to grow 30 days. So if his whole Nazirus was only for 30 days, and he observed a 10-day period. And then, because of the process of Nazir Shenitma, he's going to have to shave his hair. How can you say that his Nazirus continues onwards? It doesn't make any sense. Because, of course, he's going to have to grow out his hair. So, Ella, top line, in Ha'amid Beis, Lab Nazirus Miruba. Must be a situation where he has at least 30 days after the period of time when he would be Megaleach, the hair, once he became Tamek. Good. Uktani Maschilamona Miyad. So Moshev Lavu Mefarikla. He posed the question. He's going to answer. Benaziris Bas Chamishim Yom. 50 days exactly. The Yosef Esrin. He observed 20 days. Then is Yalida Beit Saras. Then he becomes a Mitzora. We know that halacha the Mitzora is Vigilach Eskol Se'aro Rosho Veskano Veskapos Einav. But the good news is, how many days does he have remaining? 30. So since he has 30 days remaining, we should be okay. Martin. This is a situation where it was in a zeros of 50 days. Initially, he took in a zeros of 50 days, right? Minimum of 30. He wants to do 50. Let's say that's his favorite number. Okay? He's a presidential historian, you know, so he likes the 50 states, whatever it is. So he wants 50. So he observed 20. Mitzora, observe another 30. V'hadar yasek tatsin yom in the Nazir. V'ha isla yidol say. So masiv rami bar chama. What about the following? Nazir shayat hamei b'safek. There was a case of safek. Umuchlat b'safek. Remember, when it comes to Mitzora, there's Hezger, there's quarantine, and there's what we call Mukhlat. Mukhlat means usually definitive Tumah. Yimei Chiluta, where he has to observe the period of 7 days. So this is a situation that he was Tameh, the whole Tumah was Pesafik, and then he entered a period of Mukhlat, Bisafik. Rashi says, Safikim loim nechlat v'nirpeh, okay, of whether or not he became healed, top line of Nunvav and Aleph. Ochel b'katshim achar shishim yom. He can have katshim after 60 days. V'shoseyayin, on the time of the mason, he can definitively know that his period of Nazirus is terminated, to the point where he could drink wine and become tam in the mace, la'achar meya ve'esrim yom, after 120 days. So that's a long time. So what exactly is the case here? So Rashi comments the following. You take a top, look at the top line, a nun vav amin aleph in Rashi, and this is where we'll leave it off, and we'll pick it up on Sunday. Ochel b'kachim la'achar shishim v'sorsi yayin in the time of the mesim la'achar mea v'esu. Since it was a safek, ilu haya tamei v'adai umuchlad v'adai, if we knew for sure he had become tamei, and then he observed everything that needed to happen in terms of going through the process of tamas taras, haya tzarech l'galeach v'altar, he would shave all the hair off his body right away. Tiglachas tzaras. Uvisof shiva yamim dik tiglachas limei sifro. Then he would go through the process. Maybe karban tzaras. Veochal b'kachim. V'achar kach. And then, limdo shiva titiglachas nazirus tuma. He would count the 7 days associated with the nazir hanitma. Because he was a nazir, became tameh. V'achar kach limdo shloshim to nazirus. And then he would count the regular 30 days, etc. But here, as we explained, because of the suffix, we can't really be sure. So everything takes on a double amount of time. He has to complete the one that he already started, and al-hatzad ha-suffix, in case that one didn't really work for him, it wasn't olah, what will he have to do? Observe it all over again. Hence 60. Instead of the normal 30. And when it comes to his Nazirus, he'll have to repeat the whole process again. So Meyev Esrim Yom. So here, and we'll pick it up on Sunday, here what do we see? Something very important. Previously, we thought we were in the clear. You have Nazirus of 50 days. You observe 20 of those days. Then a person becomes Tamei. We say, fine. Hit the pause button. Go through whatever you need to go through for your tzaras, your tumas meis. You have another 30 days. Here, what are we saying? Not so fast. Maybe that's only in the case where we have tuma b'toras vadai. So we know exactly what's going on. But if it's only b'toras safek, you might think you're in better shape, but you're actually in worse shape. Because you don't really know if you had the right to stop the Nazirus. So now you've got to complete everything that was the original Nazirus. And in case that really got interrupted, what do you have to do? Start the whole thing over again. So it's just a collector's item, Rabosai. Safek ends up being a bigger chumrah than vatai. What do we say today? We talked about Tumas Eretz Amim in the context of a Mishnah that says a Nazir does not have to be Migaleach on Tumah D'Rabbanan. What's the nature of Tumas Eretz Amim? Two possibilities. Mishum Avir and Mishum Gusha. Is it the airspace? More dilute form of Tama? Or is it direct contact with the ground? Nafkamina, if I don't have to be in direct contact with the ground. Somebody brings me in a wagon. The Gemara says, maybe that's not the issue. Maybe everybody agrees, Mishum Gusha, that it's the land. But, question is, if I'm riding in a wagon, is that any different than me walking on the ground? That's what we call an ohel hazaruk, literally, an ohel in motion. Ohel hazaruk shmei ohel? Is that considered to be a border, a boundary? Lav shmeo. Or not? It's no different than me being exposed. And if the wagon is on the ground, I'm considered to be on the ground. Okay? If we paskin, as the Rambam does, that Oel Hazara Kulav Shmei Oel, then we'd have a problem. Is this no different than my walking on the ground? I'm in a wagon on the ground. I'm walking on the ground. No different. If that's true across the board in Halacha, Oel Hazara Kulav Shmei Oel. So anything which is moving, an airplane, is not considered to be an enclosure. So now, even if I'm not dealing with a Tumah D'Rabbanan, let's say I'm dealing with a Tumah D'Oraisa, of Tumas Oel, cemetery. Okay. That's Bokeya Va'ola Av the Rakia, that goes all the way up into outer space. I fly over it. I'm mahil alames. I'm enclosed. Wait a minute. I'm enclosed in something moving. Oel azarak lo shmei oel. Is that like me just being on top of a cemetery? That's a question. It's a very important question. Okay? So that's how we get to this issue around the question of oel hazarak. Where will we pick it up on Sunday? Dealing with this issue of a paused Nazirus. Right now, we're holding, maybe we're better off if the Tumah is Betoras Vadai than Betoras Safik. Tumah is Betoras Vadai, then we know. We know what we've covered, we know what we haven't covered. Chulei Ama Lo Pliki, everybody will agree that if you have Nazirus Mu'etas, if you don't have 30 days, after the period of Tiglachas, whether it's a Mitzora case, shave all the hair off the body, or a Nazir Hanitma, Tumas Meis, where he has to shave his head. If you don't have 30 days on the back end, there's nothing to talk about, because he has to complete at least 30 days, Gidol Seya. But Benazirus, Meruba, in theory I have 30 days, we thought, maybe those intervening days should count. Maybe that could be true if it was Bivada. But Bisafek, maybe you were never really allowed to stop your Naziris in the first place. You have to complete that. Start all over again. That's where we're at. So God willing, we'll pick it up there. Sunday morning, regular time. I just wanted to say I'm very happy that a week from this Sunday, 26th of March at 8 p.m. we'll have an introductory shiur to Sota. My plan is that the next day, 27th of March, to make a siyum on Nazir. Nathan has been so generous to already sponsor the siyum. Thank you very much. Very, very kind. And then we'll be off with Sota. We'll start a little bit on Monday. will already be about 4 days ahead, and we have to get a little bit more ahead in advance of Pesach, which we're exactly on the right pace. So a lot to look forward to in terms of our Daf Yomi calendar, and wish everybody a really wonderful Shabbos.